You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
Definition as to what you need to do. So what are you talking about? Well, there are moments, there are events that stop old things and they begin new things. And when you enter into a time, you have to release the old and you have to embrace the new. And if not, then your timing is off. So what will happen is something will come into your life and now you're going to have to switch. Something that gains your attention.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
Hello, everybody. Blessings and peace on you. Troy Brewer here. Welcome to Experiencing Real Life. Welcome to the podcast that is heard from sea to shining sea all over the world at troybrewer.com and on the Penfold Radio Network. I am in here in the studio today with my very good friend Ted Landegum from My O's Ministry. Hello, my brother.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor Troy?
I'm doing good, man. I'm so glad. You know what? I'm glad to be your friend, by the way.
Me too. It's an honor.
It is. It is an honor. And I want to tell you guys, everybody knows that if you know me, for one thing, I'm a bacon-eating Gentile and proud of it. But I want to tell you this, man. I love my Jewish brothers and sisters, and I'm such a supporter of Israel, and I love to support Israel. And the ministry that I partner with is My O's, and I've been partnering with My O's for a long, long, long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Been a good friend to the ministry and a strong supporter of Israel.
I just actually had a guy, and you know this brother, Pastor Candy from, he's actually from London, but he comes originally from Colombia, and he's from all over the world. He's a Spanish brother. I'm talking about Spain. Mm-hmm. And so he's like a Tishbite, you know, he's from parts unknown. I have no idea, but he comes from that big 200,000 member church down there and the big G12 church. And you brought him out to the Open Door Food Bank last Sunday.
Yeah.
And he point blank asked me, he said, do you know when you got the revelation of supporting Israel? And do you know when, and can you tell me how that happened? Mm-hmm. And I unpacked all that and shared it with him. And I asked him to do the same, and he did the same thing. It is a big deal.
It is.
It is a big deal when the Gentile church and when people who are adopted into the body of Christ, when they get the revelation of the Jewish Messiah.
Absolutely.
And so you actually get to see that all the time.
Absolutely. And you know, it's amazing. You see what the Lord's doing around the world. It's really a fulfillment of what God predicted. You know, the one new man, you know, Jew and Gentile together. But Prophet Zechariah talked about it in Zechariah chapter 8. He talks about how 10 men from every nation and every language will come and grab hold of the corner of a Jew and say, let us go with you, for God is with you. And so Zechariah, looking forward to the promise of the one new man of, you know, people from all the nations coming and connecting with Israel and with the Jewish people. And the result of that, I believe, will be, you know, worldwide revival.
You were very instrumental in letting me share a testimony with Mao's, and then it actually got on the, you guys published it. By the way, how many readers do you have of your publication that goes out?
Yeah, so the article that we got from you went out in the Mao's Report newsletter, and we've got a readership of about 70,000 worldwide.
Awesome.
And it goes out in 9 different languages.
Wow.
And Pastor Candido got that newsletter, and he saw it, and he was just so struck by your testimony. Of what the Lord has done as you've connected with Israel, what the blessings that have flowed from that he just had to meet you.
It was a great privilege. I'm going to just tell you this. Pastor Otis Gillespie, who is one of our pastors here on staff, he came to me 2 weeks ago and he said, Troy, I had a dream. And this was a dream. He said, I know that it's of the Lord. And I said, okay, what is it? He said that I was in some restaurant and I was talking to a guy from Colombia. And he was a warrior, and I was talking to a brother from Mexico, and he was a warrior. And the thing that we were talking about was taking whole territory for the Lord in connection with Israel.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
And I was like, well, cool. And you know what, man? We prayed about that, and that was awesome. And then I'll be dipped if this brother didn't show up last week.
Yeah, I love it.
I do too. We were actually talking about it at our prayer time here this morning. Well, what I'd like to do is I'd like to tell you, and then we can unpack this a little bit, just my revelation. When my revelation changed, well, I just began to get a revelation of how important it is to support Israel and to stand with Israel. And I just got about 3 minutes left before our first break, and I want to share it with you. Can I do that?
Absolutely.
So the bottom line is this. I like to adopt kids, and I like to I hate the word orphan. Okay. Mm-hmm. When redemption comes in, there's no such thing as an orphan, because redemption brings us all to sit at the table, even if you're, Mephibosheth, we are supposed to sit at the table, and that's an incredible honor. We all belong there. Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock, and if any man will hear my voice and let me in, we're all going to sit at the same table together," right? So mm-hmm. It's the picture of the Waltons. It's the end of every Duck dynasty. It's we all sit down as a family and we love each other.
Amen.
And that's his desire. And so my wife and I, we have orphanages all over the world, and we have, literally thousands of kids that to call me Papa. And the bottom line is this. I have 4 biological children, and I cannot tell you the favor that I would have on my adopted children if they loved and blessed and supported my biological children. I cannot also tell you how it would break my heart if those that I have adopted and grafted into my family, and there are hundreds of kids with the Brewer name out there, and it's not because I jumped the fence. Uh-huh. It's because I have kids that love me all over the world, and they need a name and they need a birthday. And so we give them our name. We don't give them somebody else's name. We say, you're a part of the Brewer family. Mm-hmm. And I have hundreds of kids that have the Brewer name out there, every race you can imagine. But I cannot imagine how it would break my heart if I reached out, brought a child into my family, gave them my name, gave them my heritage, gave them everything I have, and then they hated and persecuted my biological children.
That's right.
Okay, just exactly like that. As a Gentile, I have been drafted into the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. I have been adopted into the family. And the reason why I have so much favor on me, one of the main reasons, is because I stand with his biological children, and he absolutely loves that.
Amen. That strikes a real chord with me, because I'm a Jewish believer, but I was adopted into a Gentile family at age 5. And when my adoptive dad died, his name was Warren Van Landegem. I spoke at his funeral, and a lot of my cousins didn't even know that I was adopted.
That's
so
awesome.
I shared at that moment, because when I was brought in, he made me as much a Van Landegem as a natural born Van Landegem, and they didn't know the difference until I shared my story that I was adopted. And that's what the king that you're sharing a picture of the kingdom.
Well, you know what? That is my great. You get it, and I get it. Listen, we're in about 5 seconds. We're going to have to leave here. And my friends, I'm talking with Ted Van Landegem from Myos Ministries, and I'll be right back with you after this.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
All right, guys. Troy Brewer here in a studio with Ted Van Landegem. We're here at the Open Door Church studio. We actually have a really cool little studio. It's a neat little room, isn't it?
This thing's awesome.
My wife does all the decorating here and also at my house. My house looks like a Mexican restaurant because she decorates everything. But this is cool.
Yeah, we got Bocephus in here.
We do have Bocephus, and if you ever get a chance to come to Open Door Church, you need to ask to see Bocephus. And yeah, so guys, look, we're in here talking about standing with Israel. I'm talking with my good friend, who actually, what is your title at Myos Ministries? What is that?
Well, I'm the U.S. spokesman for Myos. And so about 4 years ago when I came on board with the ministry, after being in the military for 25 years, they just felt that they needed somebody to, go and speak in churches and messianic congregations around the country. And and so that's what I primarily do, is I go share about, what the ministry's doing. But the more important part of what I share is why Israel matters to the church.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so that's the key part of what I do.
Well, I just got through giving you my revelation of why it matters to me. So You give your revelation. What's your spill? Let me hear it.
Well, there's a lot of reasons why Israel matters, but From the scripture, the covenants, the promise of blessing. But one of the biggest things for me that I think the church needs to understand a revelation for them is that Israel is connected to revival.
Come on.
If you look at all the historic revivals, there's an Israel touch point that's connected to each revival. And, you know, I've shared before, you know, like, for instance, right now I was at the beginning of the year in the first week of January at a Chinese house church conference with Ari, 500 Chinese church folks that were there.
Wow.
And, you know, China historically is the only nation that's never turned its back on Israel and the Jewish people.
Really?
Yeah. And during the Holocaust, they took in 100,000 Jewish people by the end of the war. In 1948, they had taken in about 100,000. Shanghai had taken in between 18,000 and 23,000. 1948, as Israel's being born again as a nation, China only had 1 million Christians. The latest estimate by the Pew Research Group is that the Chinese house church may now be closing in on 247 million. And so in one generation, the Chinese house church has gone from 1 million to 247 million in
what?
One generation. That's outbreak revival. And Youth with a Mission in the Center for World Missions in Pasadena estimates somewhere between 1,200 and 1,400 Chinese people are coming to faith in Jesus per hour. Sustained revival. That's over 10 million new believers a year, sustained revival. And is it a coincidence that the one nation that's never turned its back on Israel and took in 100,000 Jewish people during the Holocaust is enjoying the greatest revival the church has ever seen?
My, I've never heard that before.
Absolutely.
That's crazy cool. Well, I can tell you it's absolutely true with us. As soon as we started supporting Israel, revival, I mean, our church, look, you know, what's real is there is a tsunami that's coming, and it's actually been prophesied over and over and over.
Absolutely.
We're called a tsunami church, and
yes.
God is going to do something in this church and with this church, we believe, that's going to affect the entire nation, and
we're
gearing up for it. You know, this last year, we really stepped up our support of Israel in a tremendous way, and I mean, I was even there for Yom Kippur to pray at the wall.
Absolutely.
On Yom Kippur and actually did all that. And, you know, of course, we stand with Israel in all different kinds of ways. But we actually had, we're not that big of a church, you know. We're a church of a couple of thousand people. And uh-huh. we had right at 3,000 people actually sign a card at Open Door Church saying, I'm giving my heart to Jesus. I believe that there was probably thousands more than that, but those are the only ones that we actually count. Man, listen, to have 3,000 salvations in 1 year,
it's
you know.
Incredible.
At the time that I'm recording this, we're only like 6 weeks into the new year, and we've already had 240 something salvations just in the first 6 weeks. And there is a legitimate revival of transformation and salvations
Amen.
Among people that are here. And it's happening.
Amen.
And you cannot tell me that it's not connected with Israel. I know for a fact that it's connected with
Absolutely.
Israel.
Absolutely. And, you know, for me, I'm a revivalist. My passion is revival. I want to see revival sweep the world.
Yep.
And, you know, you look, Azusa Street Revival.
Yep.
What's it characterized, speaking in tongues, is Eliezer ben Yehuda's releasing the first volume of the reborn Hebrew language in Israel.
You're kidding me.
And a revival breaks out characterized by what? Speaking in tongues. The
yeah.
Hebrew tongues reborn, and in concert with that, a revival breaks out characterized by speaking.
And it happened in Los Angeles, which is the city of angels. And Paul said, even if I speak with tongues of angels,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, there it is, the verse that we all fall back on, right? Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, we just have about 2 minutes left. And I want to just say this real quick. And I want to pack into this before we take the next break. But I want to tell you, I do not lose my identity as a Gentile when I support Israel.
Absolutely.
I'm very much, and I mean, you know me. I mean, mm-hmm. dude, I'm a Texan and proud of it, which, by the way, you are too, and I love that.
Yep.
And I am a, you know, I don't feel the need, you know, to, you know, wear a kippah and to, you know, have my locks down my hair or to wear clothes that, you know, are just not right for me to wear or whatever. I didn't lose my identity, but I want to tell you, I gained a whole lot of identity.
Absolutely.
In supporting Israel and in standing with Israel.
Yeah.
One of the big mistakes that I see people do is whenever they start to store, they go in this hyper, you know, I'm just like, dude, keep it real and be who you are and support Israel.
Absolutely.
And I think that we do a good job of doing that.
Absolutely. Because, you know, God, you were born in Texas. God made you a Texan. And, you know, that's what you're supposed to serve out in the kingdom.
That's right.
As a Texan. You know, he doesn't want you to become, you know, wear a kippah and a prayer shawl. And,
Yeah. You
know, and that's where people get off. They don't understand the one new man. The one
okay.
new man is Jew and Gentile together.
Come on. So that means I actually get to bring something to the table.
Absolutely.
Because as you guys are so great at saying, Miles Ministries always says this, Ari says this all the time. He says, you know, it's not to the Jew best. It's to the Jew first.
Yes.
And so he's like, you know, hey, look, you need to understand how this works because the Gentiles have something to definitely bring to the table.
Absolutely.
Brother, we only have about 15 seconds left. Okay. Man, that's a fast 7 minutes. Isn't that ridiculous, man? Okay. So I've actually got about 20 seconds from right here. Friends, this is Troy Brewer and I am here in the studios at Open Door Church and I'm talking to my good friend, Ted Van Landingham of Maoz, M-A-O-Z Ministries. I'll be right back with you and we will unpack more right after this.
Are you interested in having more access to Pastor Troy's content? Do you ever wish you could watch his conferences again? Are you someone who loves exclusive content? Well, troybrewer.tv is exactly that. At troybrewer.tv, you can see all of Pastor Troy's exclusive content, podcasts, conferences, and so much more. Be sure to drop by and see everything troybrewer.tv has to offer you.
Hello, everybody. Troy Brewer here. Welcome back. Welcome back. So look here. We're in here and we're in the studios today, and this is actually a podcast. It's different from how we typically do our radio programs, but I want to show you the kind of material that we have at troybrewer.com, which is free. All you got to do is go there, and this podcast and many others are on there. And today I'm in the studio with my good friend Ted Van Landingham, and we're talking about the importance of the Gentile church standing with Israel. And I want to just say a couple of things with this. There is an offense that goes with standing with Israel.
There is.
It ruffles people's feathers. Mm-hmm. Like, what? You stand with Israel? And I want to tell you, it's bizarre to me for somebody to hate the Jewish people because here's the deal. If I have a hatred towards Jewish people, I'm not hating him because of his race, because Jewish folk are every color in the world,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm not hating them because of their politics, because Jews go from right wing of Attila the Hun to left wing of Gandhi,
yep.
right?
Yep.
I don't hate them because of, you know, if I hate a Jew, I hate them because of their blood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hating an actual bloodline, and that mm-hmm. That is demonic. What's a Jew supposed to do? I'm sorry, I won't have this blood in me anymore. I'll be a good boy. There's nothing a Jew can do to get somebody with the program if they have hatred towards them. And to have that in the church is the same as sleeping with a Philistine.
Yep. And you know, at the root of it, it's really a war against the plan of God.
Come on.
The plan of redemption.
Yes, it is.
And that, you know, the enemy is that he's at the core of any hatred against Israel, because at the bottom of that is, you know, I want to destroy the plan of God. I want to keep the plan of God for the restoration of all things and for the gospel going out into all nations. And so the enemy is working overtime against that, because he knows that as Israel comes into the fullness of her calling and her destiny, you know, as they've been physically restored, now the next phase is spiritual restoration. And once that happens, it's game over for the devil.
Come on.
And it's not just about blessing for the church. We talked about those examples of a revival, you know, in the nations and in the church, but there's blessings for nations and for states and for individuals that
yes.
flow. And you know, last week they had the state of Texas had a Stand with Israel Day.
Yay!
And one of our legislators here, Phil King, state representative, he's a believer, and he said we got to bless Israel as a state. And so he's been leading the charge that Texas would stand with Israel. But a week ahead of that, some Islamic groups found out about it, and they had 2,000 Muslims come to the state capitol and really campaigned against Texas's Stand with Israel. But when we went down there, when we were invited to go down for the first ever Stand with Israel Day, you know, some of the state legislators and leaders, they were sharing that, you know, Texas made a covenant with Israel a few years ago to stand with and bless Israel. Some of the leadership did. The day that happened was the day the 10-year drought in Texas was broken. They said 17 trillion gallons of water flowed into Texas from that day forward when they made that covenant.
That is incredible.
Yes. And now Texas has become, they've become the 10th largest economy in the world. of all the economic growth in the United States, 70% of the economic growth since the recession has been in Texas. Texas is the engine for growth in every sector in the economy and really for the world. And so Texas is now there's this movement to come against Israel to wage economic warfare. There's all different kinds of warfare coming against Israel, this thing called boycott, divest, and sanction. And so these groups are trying to divest, boycott, and sanction products, goods, companies, businesses, and investments out of Israel. And so Texas is now going to pass a law that says if you boycott, divest, and sanction Israel, the state of Texas, the 10th largest economy in the world, is going to boycott, divest, and sanction you.
That's outstanding.
Yes.
That's outstanding. Okay, so there's this, you know, we had a thing in Cleburne, Texas, where we opened up a little small part of the park and we dedicated it to Israel. We invited Jewish people to come, and they actually allowed me to give the speech, which was really cool. And I represented all the churches in Johnson County. And so I was like, wow, and I got to get it. Okay, before we did that, and we're talking about a little place in a park, right? We're talking about just a little spot in a park. Man. The mayor of Cleburne said, I have never seen so many people come out of the woodwork outraged that we would do such a thing.
Wow.
And he's like, I don't get it. And the mayor, a guy that I actually went to school with, the guy's name is Scott Kane. I actually went to school with him. We're both the same age, and we knew each other when we were little kids. He told me, he said, Troy, I have never experienced anything like this. He had never made a big stand for Israel before and had no idea of just the hatred and the opposition that is for it. Sadly, the church has harbored a lot of those demonic partnerships.
Absolutely.
And it is so, and every Jew in the world knows it. And that's one of the reasons why they don't trust the church at all. You know, even the word that we use, crusade, is very offensive, you know, to people. And they're like, really? Like, yeah, well, don't you know the history behind that? And don't you know what happened? And don't you know this? And don't you know that? And you get to looking in it like, wait, they have a legitimate cause to not trust us. There was at least, you know, 1,500 years of just, if not the entire 2,000 years, you know, of course, the very beginning of the church was nothing but Jewish people.
Absolutely.
you know, all of those guys in the New Testament, those brothers are Jews, man. Yep. And so from there, but the bottom line is this, we have decided as a church, we have decided, praise God, as a state, we've decided as a county that we're going to stand with Israel, and whatever our problem is and whatever problem God has with us, it's not going to be that we do not stand with the nation of Israel.
Absolutely. And blessings flow from that.
Oh, man.
It's clear, and you can see the evidence. There's this testimony after testimony of when people steer their hearts and they come into alignment. It's really about coming into alignment, not so much with Israel, but with God's prophetic plan for the restoration of all things. And when you get in alignment with God, I want to tell you what, you're going to see a move of God.
It is one of the big prophetic words that God gave me for the year 2017, or the Hebrew year 5777.
Absolutely.
Is alignment for assignment.
Oh,
is something
gosh.
I'm preaching all over the world.
Oh,
alignment for assignment is like a huge prophetic phrase that we say every meeting we have here. All the alignment for assignment is so tremendous. Okay,
awesome.
So how can – we only have about a minute and a half left here. How can people get in proper alignment? How can they stand with Israel, specifically with Maoz?
Well, you know, if they want to connect with Maoz, visit us on the web, www.maozisrael.org. Sign up, get our newsletter. You know, the first thing, get informed. You know, you need to understand the truth. And, you know, reading the newsletter, you'll learn the truth about what the conflict in the Middle East. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
That's a command out of Scripture. You know, and when you pray for the shalom of Jerusalem, shalom doesn't just mean peace, the absence of conflict, but it means completeness and wholeness. So God's saying, pray for the completeness and the wholeness of Jerusalem. As the nations are trying to tear her apart, we need to pray that for the completeness of Jerusalem.
So they can go to maozisrael.com?
.org.
.org. Maoz, M-A-O-Z, Israel.org. And I want to tell you, I've been standing with this ministry for years and years, and I want to give this short. I just have about 20 seconds left, but I want to give an incredible testimony and say this, that in 2011, we began to stand with Israel in a very tremendous way. And we actually, at the beginning of 2012, we actually begin to give our first offering of the year, and we begin to do those sorts of things. We came out of a financial disaster in the year 2012 that the devil intended to destroy us and kill us. Yeah. We came out of that, and then in 2013, I was given an entire campus, a $5 million campus just given to me, and we have those kinds of stories here. Boom. All right, my friends. Well, you know what? It's time for us to sum this up. You've been listening to Troy Brewer from Open Door Church and to Ted Van Landegem from My O's Ministries. And we're here in the studios here at Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas. And I want to encourage you, if you want to check out this church and check out this ministry, simply go to opendoorexperience.com. Again, opendoorexperience.com. While you're on the web, I want to encourage you to go to troybrewer.com. And at troybrewer.com, you can sign up for my free daily devotional. All you got to do is sign up for it. And we send out a prophetic directive every single day. It comes from the elders of our church. It's something I enjoy reading. We have literally thousands and thousands of people all over the world that make it a valuable part of their walk in Jesus. And all you have to do is go to troybrewer.com and sign up for it. You can also sign up for a video that we send out every Thursday that is free, exclusive content. It's kind of behind the scenes of what we're doing all over the world. Now, one of the things that we're doing all over the world is we're actually saving little boys and little girls out of the terrors of sexual trafficking. This last year, we were able to save 67 women. 67, and two of them were 11 years old, and the oldest was 27. So all the way from the age of 11 all the way to the age of 27, 67 girls that we liberated, we purchased, we housed, we are taking care of all their medical, many of them, including a 17-year-old girl that we just bought this week. We've already bought five now in the year 2017. And one of the girls that we bought this week actually paid off her debt and bought her. She's been owned her entire life. She's 17 years old. She has five children. And we were able to get her and all five of her children. If you're somebody that would like to help me do that, you can find out more information by going to troybrewer.com. Or you can also go to answerinternational.org. Again, answerinternational.org. Well, my friends, at all the time that I have, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye. Hello, my friends. Blessings and peace on you. This is Troy Brewer, and I'm the senior pastor here at Open Door Church in Big Time, Burleson, Texas, lifelong Johnson County resident. And you know, at this time of year, we all start looking at our purpose. We all start looking at, hey, we might need to reset our dials. We might need to make sure that we're more like a laser beam than we are like a shotgun. And I want to just invite you and yours to come out and join us here at Open Door Church. Open Door Church is growing. We're thriving. You know, we have the Open Door Food Bank that feeds over 45,000 people a year. We have seven different orphanages throughout the world. We have a national radio broadcast. But more than that, we have a tribe and a community of beautifully flawed people who are just madly in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out and join us this coming Sunday. Bring your family. Bring your issues, bring your expectation, and prepare to leave change. For more information, go to opendoorexperience.com.